MasterChef Australia. Very good morning to you, Tim. How are you?
Morning, mate. How are you?
Thank you for joining us on the show this morning. We have the Nigella Lawson week, of course, all week. Nigella, an amazing, amazing person. We'll get to her shortly, but of course, the Nigella two-round challenge last night, the taste test. The pressure was certainly on the kitchen for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, mate, the challenge yesterday was pretty tough. It was, not to say it wasn't delicious, but it was a really, really difficult challenge for me to try and get through.
It certainly was, mate. Time ran out for you pretty much, and the pressure was certainly on the kitchen, mate. I could see you wiping the sweat from your brow. The panic set in, and obviously when panic sets in, I mean, things go wrong, don't they?
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's the thing. I just really wanted to try and stay cool, calm, and collected throughout my whole MasterChef experience. I still tried to maintain that kind of ethos heading into the cook yesterday, but it was just the time factor for me. It just got too much.
A season full of surprises.
A season full of surprises.
No doubt about that. A MasterChef at the moment, Nigella Lawson, and really looking forward to next week. But, I mean, the highlights for you in MasterChef, there must be many, are there?
Oh, standouts. There's so many standouts that have happened. But I guess, obviously, for us, not being, I guess, associated with celebrities, and to have celebrities come and actually speak with us and just kind of inspire us was just a really, really lovely thing. I mean, Nigella, as a person, she's so lovely. We're just so starstruck by her, and it's just a really, really great experience to have had.
Did an amazing job in the competition to make it into MasterChef in the first place is a definite honour. There's no doubt about that. But of course, like I say, I mean, the MCG challenge was a hell of a challenge too, cooking for the Melbourne Football Club, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, that was a really, really great challenge. I'm actually so lucky that I was able to captain that challenge, because heading into this competition, I just really wanted to take advantage of every opportunity that was presented, just to rally the guys and just cook for the Melbourne Demons in itself was a task, and I just wanted to make sure that we all had a good time and just made it a memorable one.
Certainly did. Shannon Bennett's been amazing. Maggie Beer, of course, is coming to the competition as well.
Yeah.
She's absolutely a fantastic lady. Nigella Lawson, like you mentioned, absolutely sensational. And Gordon Ramsay, I believe, next week.
Yes, mate. I'm spewing that I wasn't able to actually be a part of that.
I'd have to use the dump button quite a bit, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Oh, Gordo.
Just based on the promos, they've had to beep out a fair bit. But I would have loved to be... just to be a part of that, and maybe even be on the receiving end. I might have even laughed in his face, but I don't know. I'm just really, really disappointed I wasn't able to have the opportunity.
So where do you go from here, mate?
Well, at this stage, look, I'm looking to actually open up my own little eatery in Sydney, kind of, I guess, capitalise on the barbecue trend that's happening, and just try to make it my own and not try to copy what everyone else is doing. Because at the end of the day, mate, I just love to eat, and I love to feed people as well. So as long as I'm feeding people and they're full, that's all that I can really ask for.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Good on you, Timbo. Thank you so much for your time this morning, mate.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you very much for your time.